Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you laugh enough? Do you have enough joy in your life? Enough laughter? You know, it's funny. I went to a holistic festival yesterday, and one of the readers there said to me, "You need more joy in your life." And I thought about that, and I thought, oh my God, I cannot imagine where I'm going to find it, because I've got so much going on and there's so much that gives me joy, which is why this segment is really all about that, how you can find joy in everything, in different situations. And one of the keys, there are two fundamental keys. You know, you've heard the expression, you are what you think. That's one. And you are what you eat. So my guest with me today is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, who will tell us about how we may find joy from and in some of our unique foods. And then I'll tell you a little bit about it from an emotional point of view. Susan, what would you say to people? Are there foods out there that can actually make you feel good, give you joy?
Yeah, yes. And I'm the right person to come to, since I wrote a book called The Joy Factor. And I'm all about joy. And when you eat foods that are not good for your body, those foods made from empty calories, foods made with white sugar, white flour, artificial colorings and flavorings, it literally will physiologically affect your mood and put you in a sour, depressed, or the opposite of a happy mood. And when you eat raw foods, when you eat lots of fruits and vegetables, when you focus on more plant-based foods, they actually lift your spirit. And this happens because foods you eat, and this isn't a crazy thing in L.A., this actually is scientifically studied. All food has a vibrational rate. And the foods with the highest vibrational rate are those that are made closest to nature, that are picked fresh, that aren't changed with all kinds of cooking. And it really will affect your mood. And often our food choices are reflected by our poorly lit thoughts. In other words, you feel depressed, so you pick low vibration foods. But you can change that cycle by starting to eat foods that are less cooked, lots of nutrient-dense foods, and not overeating, because that will affect your mood in a negative way. So you can break that cycle by choosing to eat foods that are good for you. It's hard to laugh and feel joy when you're always overeating and stuffing yourself with foods that are not good for you.
Well, you know, it raises a couple of things. I think on one level, people do that to feel, they think they're doing that to feel good, you know, the comfort food syndrome.
Yeah.
But what happens with so much of those comfort foods is that they're sweet. The carbohydrates that people are eating are the empty ones, not the 100% whole grain. And what happens is that, as you well know, you know, the sugar loads up and then there's that crash. And when they're crashing, what also happens from an emotional point of view is that people end up getting depressed. And so what do? They go for more comfort food, something sweeter to jack them back up. And it's a vicious cycle that can go on throughout a lifetime, actually. And really horrible, horrible thing. Are there any foods that would satiate to such a degree, you know, like phenylalanine as an amino acid, if you take 500 milligrams of that, it can actually act as an appetite suppressant because you get the feeling of being satiated. Are there any foods that we can do that with that would help us to reduce our cravings for food and reduce our consumption?
Well, I'd say more than a specific food is you don't want to go too long in between eating. If you go like 4, 5, 6 hours between meals, you know, you get a drop in your blood sugar level. And you know, I know people that act like they're a totally different person when they haven't eaten in a few hours. Literally, like they get angry and upset and irritable.
Oh, they're crazy.
And
they are.
Yeah, and they are. Yeah, because it affects you. Always remember that the protein foods make you more alert and the carbohydrate foods relax you a little bit and give you more sustained energy. And you've got to have good, healthy fat in your diet, like nuts and seeds and avocado or flax seeds, chia seeds, flaxseed oil, because that sustains you a little bit longer in between meals.
You know, it's amazing. I'm glad you brought up the whole thing about fat, because there are so many, you know, people are so heavy and obese that they look for fat-free food, not realizing that they're doing damage to themselves because they need the healthy fats, the unsaturated fatty acids, but they're avoiding all fats, and I think that's really a bad move.
Right. And Michael, you spoke at the beginning about simple pleasures of life and laughter. Laugh when you laugh, because you want to surround yourself with people that make you laugh and not the opposite. Laughter releases endorphins in your body that act as natural stress busters. When you laugh, you give your heart muscles a good workout. You improve circulation. It helps relieve pain, counteracts fear, anger, and depression. So whatever you can do to laugh more, whether you hang out with friends that make you laugh or you watch something funny on TV or a movie or a book, you want to do that. And you want to relish in those simple pleasures of life. You know, I don't know what it is for you. For me, it would be like this morning here in L.A., it was a glorious sunrise where the whole sky here in Brentwood was filled with color. Or whenever I see a butterfly or a dragonfly or a little ladybug lands on me, or I see beautiful flowers, it picks me up, those simple things. And just for a moment, and I believe in my guardian angels, and I talk with them throughout the day, and I just say, thank you for this beautiful nature around me. It's up to us to focus on the joy and the beauty around us. Often we get too caught up in our own stress-filled lives that we forget that each day can be a celebration, and each day should be lived thankfully.
Yeah, it's very hard to do that for a lot of people, Susan, because they're so caught up at work and sitting at a desk, or now the new thing is standing at a desk. And the thing that I would say is, in spite of whatever it is that you are, start laughing. Laugh to yourself. People are wonder what you're up to and
That's
what
right.
you're thinking about. And they may actually leave you alone, which could make you smile even more. So there's different ways to approach things. There was something else that it went right by. But, you know, I think, was it Norman Cousins wrote a book about laughter being the best medicine?
Being internal
really
jogging,
is.
He said.
Internal jogging. So here's something y'all can do for laughter. Go back to, because some of the comedy today is too dirty and filthy, but go back to YouTube and look up George Carlin, Emo Phillips. Take a look at some of the comedy roasts that used to do. You know, I'm sitting at an airport and I've got my iPad and I got my, and I'm laughing out loud because I'm watching some of these routines. Doesn't matter where you are, if you can find joy, find it, experience it, try to get the most you possibly can out of it. Life is short. Make the most of yours and do it from a position of what I call quiet strength and personal power. Knowledge will help you achieve all that. Knowledge, the more you know, the more you grow. You've been listening to Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Check out her website, susansmithjones.com. And I'm Michael Schwartz. Check out my website, michaelshealth.com and innerhealthbooks.com. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz on MD Radio.